Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. It's going to take teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. If we want to lower prices, we can't have you guys all going rogue, doing your own thing. There is no way to bring down the price of a bunch of the stuff we have, let alone bring down credit card debt, if we don't kind of make a concerted effort to stop buying crap we can't afford. Now, I have an Apple phone, and I am blown away at what my Apple phone can do. So I don't mind paying a little bit more for my Apple phone than what a landline phone used to cost. Landline phones used to cost, what, $10, $20? Well, guess what the new Apple 15 or i15 costs? $1,099. How many of you could afford a $1,000 phone? Most of us can't. Then don't buy it. Apple will stop charging that price if people say, sorry, too rich for my blood. And I'm not sending this to bag on Apple. I get it. It's a computer in your hand. But we are hearing that credit card debt is at an all-time high. Student loan debt is at an all-time high. When I was growing up, I remember my father was very anti-credit card. And there was a board game that had MasterCard and Visa. And I forgot what the board game was. Was it Life? I forget what it was. And I remember liking MasterCard more than Visa because I think I liked the logo better. And I asked my dad if he had a credit card. He said, no. And I go, why don't you? And he said in his, you know, accent, he's like, if I can't afford it, why would I buy it? And I'm not going to have someone else pay and then I pay them. I'm not going to buy what I can't afford. And it made sense to me. So if I couldn't afford the Air Jordan Nike shoes, I didn't buy them. If I couldn't afford a house, I didn't buy a house. Now, we've changed the way we do things, where now you can buy a house. You can buy an electric car. You know, the average electric car is $64,000. Price is coming down a little bit, but $64,000. Most of us don't have $64,000. But if you borrow, if you get a car loan, you can do it. And rather than only getting maybe a mortgage or a business loan or a car loan, we're purchasing everything on loan. How many of you have gone to a restaurant and a typical sandwich or salad was $21? I cannot afford a $21 sandwich. But we're paying it because we rip out a credit card. And what's that restaurant thinking? Look how many $21 sandwiches I sold. Yet if the average person said, I'm not spending $21 for a chicken sandwich, sorry, then that restaurant would have to stop and go, you know what? I don't think I could sell a $21 chicken sandwich. And maybe things will change. You know, I live in Nevada, and being from California, I love California. I love Californians. I understand their politics are a little bit crazy. I don't blame all the Californians for that. But, I was born in California, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm still part Californian. But one reason why Nevadans get a little grumpy with Californians is if a house is overpriced, it may still sell to a Californian. If a hotel room is overpriced, it'll still sell to a Californian. So if a Nevadan wants to do a staycation but doesn't want to spend $750 for a room, they're out of luck because there's somebody else who will pay for it. Same thing with the housing market. If you want to buy a house in Nevada for a decent price, if you're in competition with a Californian who'll drop the change, you're in trouble. And so it has to be a concerted effort. We have to say no to $5 a gallon gas. We have to say no to $1,100 phones. We have to say no to $21 sandwiches. We were talking about how some Coca-Colas cost $5 at a restaurant. You're being charged $5 for an 8-ounce glass of soda. Don't pay for it. If that company wants to sell soda, they'll have to lower their price. And you know, it's frustrating to me because I get that these companies are in trouble. They have to pay higher wages. They're being hit with inflation, but it's going to have to take a concerted effort. And it's going to take a lot of guts for somebody to go, "You're kidding me. We're really spending this kind of money?" I think there's a lot of phenomenal artists out there. But I remember trying to scrape up the money to go to a Chicago concert back in the 80s. And I think I had to pay somewhere between $30 and $50, and that hurt. That was painful, but I got the money together. Now it's costing $500, $600, $800 to go to a concert. And people are paying it. But are they paying it because they have the money or because they're living on credit card? Everybody has some sort of debt. How is that healthy? Why don't we go back to the old thinking of, guys, if you can afford it, you buy it. If you can't afford it, don't buy it. And if you do that, the prices will lower. If they want a bunch of us to buy electric cars in 2030, then lower the flipping price. If they don't lower the price, we don't buy it. But instead, we're like, oh, I'll get a car loan. I mean, I'm tired of being in debt. Now, I understand the average person would not be in a house that they couldn't afford a house. I get that. And I am grateful for banks, and I'm grateful for mortgages. But we have now allowed that thinking to pervade everything. We're going to grocery stores, not paying for our groceries, but having a credit card pay for it. We got to change that thinking, because the only way to bring prices down is to let these producers know that we're not going to spend that ridiculous price. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I admit that I have an iPhone. I love my iPhone. I think they're overpriced, but I get it's a computer in your hand. And breaking news today is the iPhone 15 has been officially unveiled. So what is it? Well, we got some details on the iPhone 15 was given today. Apple, during its annual September product event. Very sleek. Looks good. But it supports USB-C charging. So I think it's going to have a new charging system. The iPhone 15 has a 6.1-inch display, 100% recycled cobalt in the battery. And it's going to be charged. You know, the USB-C is that little small plug a lot of us have now on our laptops that we could use, which is going to frustrate people in that you can't charge your old iPhones. I'm kind of frustrated by that. And again, we're letting it happen. You know, most of us should say hell no. And, you know, look, we want to be able to have some flexibility, but not going to happen. The AirPods are also going to have a USB-C charging cord, so it's now all about the smaller charging. There's also a new Apple Watch Series 9. I have one of the older Apple Watches. It stopped updating, by the way. I had such an issue. So my friend's IT kid helped me restart it so I could get it to finally update, and finally my Apple Watch is charging. But boy, did I feel pretty vulnerable when I didn't have an updated phone. I can't stand being this dependent on electronics. Now, they say that the iPhone 15 prices start at $799 and $899. $899 is for the iPhone 15 Plus. Now, we were just quoted $1,099 for the average iPhone. So I'm a little kind of confused why, you know, but this is being told now by Daily Mail that it's $899 for the Plus. Apple also announced a new Apple Watch Series 9. It uses apparently a touchless ability to answer calls and snooze alarms. So that's supposed to be a very cool feature. Let me see what else it could do. Again, I'm not 100% convinced that I need to upgrade. It is sleek. It is sexy looking. But I don't want people to look at my phone. I want people to look at me. The iPhone 15 does have a larger battery. Not a lot of details on that. But apparently users tape their index thumb and index together. They say users tape their index and thumb together to perform tasks. I don't get that. They say it uses machine learning to detect tiny changes in blood flow when the user taps their fingers together, freeing up the other hand for other tasks like walking a dog or holding a cup of coffee. That's according to Apple Chief Operating Officer Jeff Williams. The Series 9 watch was designed with the tech's giant most powerful chip, the S9 chip, that is twice as fast as the one introduced in 2022. Along with the new device, Apple announced innovative features, name drop between the devices, and an ability to sync your watch with the HomePod. So again, I'm not really sure. You guys might know more about what this does. I do not like it when somebody says that they've had their heart checked, and when I ask who checked their heart, they say Apple. And I'm like, Apple sent out a doctor? You had a stress test? No. My watch checks my heart. And, you know, as a physician, I think it is very, very cool for you to be able to have a blood pressure cuff at your house, have an EKG, a spirometer, ways to examine the metrics of your health that we doctors do in our office. I think that is cool to have consumer access. But what's not cool is if you have something that is only a smidgen, a splinter of the amount of the evaluation you need, you feel like you get a thumbs up from that and then you don't get yourself checked. So like atrial fibrillation and abnormal heart rate that affects millions of Americans, people are saying that their Apple Watch is not telling them they have it. But is the Apple Watch monitoring your 12-lead EKG? You're not getting a 12-lead EKG. You're having a wristband, which only comprises a lead. And it may pick up your pulse. It could do some things, but it's not your full, it's not a full examination of your heart. And so, it would be really cool for our watches to pick up our blood sugars, pick up our oxygenation. I think the whole Star Trek idea of having something that you can scan you and tell a doctor what's going on is super duper cool. But unfortunately, people want that so badly that they are ignoring getting themselves seen and things that really, really need to be done. So health is big. And the reason why health is very big with Apple is to get a family member to approve the purchase and approve the price of what you're spending and approve what you want to spend on that. If you convince them that it's also health tech, people think, oh, all right, well, then that's good because we're going to save money going to the doctor. Now, guys, I'm not trying to make money here as a doctor, okay? Because you guys are in other cities that I'm not licensed in. But for the love of God, don't think that the tech you have in your pocket next to your pelvis is going to tell that doctor every single thing that they need to know. If you have a melanoma growing on your butt, if you have a valvular abnormality in your heart, if you're at risk for artery blockage, you know, do I want Apple to go there? Absolutely. But with the caveat that this is not 100% of an exam. Now, I guess the Apple watches are at $399. Apple Series watches are being at $399, a little bit better than I expected, especially with inflation. But, you know, if you want it cheaper, you guys are going to have to say, oh, $399 is too much money. So we'll see what happens. You know, congratulations to Apple and them being able to do what they did with the iPhones. I just would really, really like to make sure that people are not... I guess also what's bothering me is when we were talking about credit card debt, and I think some of the Republican senators wants to limit and max the price, the interest rate on our credit card to like 18%, because some of us have 23% and all that. The next big thing that's going to come up at a Democratic primary is erasing credit card debt rather than student loan debt. And we're being told that the average American household has over $10,000 in credit card debt. If that's what we're thinking is going to happen, how many people are going to want to take advantage of that? Where, ooh, I could get $10,000 written off. They were going to write off $10,000 of credit of student loan debt. They might write off $10,000 of credit card debt. So let's all spend 10 grand. Interestingly, the states with the highest amounts of debts on their credit card are Hawaii, Alaska, California, New Jersey, and Maryland. The lowest debts of credit card debt is Kentucky, which is still about $6,800 a person, Nebraska, $6,700, Indiana, Iowa, and Wisconsin. The average household owes about $6,200 in Wisconsin on their cards. Wisconsin apparently is faring the best. This is a survey coming from the Federal Reserve, data from the Federal Reserve. You know, I want us to be a strong country, but we just have our attitudes and our priorities completely off. And I want people to have iPhones if they want to have iPhones. But I'm seeing what the average person, I see what my kids spend. You know, I've seen my kids get frustrated that they can't afford the phone, they can't afford the Wi-Fi, they can't afford the Netflix, they can't afford the streaming, they can't afford the computer, they can't afford the rent. You know, get frustrated. It's ridiculous to on what you have to spend these days. But I'm going to tell you right now, when I was in college, I could barely afford a meal. I had to live on $6 of food for the week. I had to work multiple part-time jobs. You know, it is going to take work. And what we are thinking we could spend money on, I never was able to have my own apartment. I always had to have roommates, multiple roommates. And I went from having roommates to getting married. Never was able to afford to live on my own. For some reason, though, that's what everybody's seen in the movie, so they all want to live on their own. Doesn't mean you could afford it as a college student or a high school student. So, yeah. Spend less. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477.
NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. The Biden administration taking steps to carry out a prisoner exchange with Iran to free five Americans that are being held there. The FDA is approving updated COVID-19 boosters from both Pfizer and Moderna. Hurricane Lee could become a Category 4 storm later today. The slow-moving storm is out in the Atlantic, bringing rip currents to Florida and the Caribbean, but forecasters say it is unlikely to hit the East Coast. American scientist Mark Dickey safe after being rescued out of a cave in southern Turkey. Officials have called the operation one of the largest cave rescues in the world. Kim Jong-un's heavily armored private train has crossed into Russia ahead of an expected and closely watched summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you apparently drove by one of my old stomping grounds. It was a Jack in the Box in Las Vegas that I used to work drive-thru in. And I worked drive-thru. I liked working drive-thru. I had a lot of fun. But the tech is a little bit different. And some of you saw this headline that made you a little nervous when somebody who worked at McDonald's drive-thru revealed some of the drive-thru secrets. Nothing really a surprise to me, even though the tech has changed. But a big thing that kind of shocked people is that they're always listening. You know, when I used to do drive-thru, you could hear the shh behind me. So when I would turn on the mic to talk to you in drive-thru, you would hear the shh. I'm like, hello, can I take your order, please? Shh. And then I would shut up to let you speak. And then you speak, go, shh, okay, see one large fries with that, shh. Okay, and so you would know. Now you don't hear that. You're driving up and somebody goes, hi, can I help you? There's no background sound. Well, they're always listening. Now you would think that after you gave your order, they would go to work. But if they can always hear you, that starts to make things a little different. Now, I just always behave at a checkout line. But I've seen people do some real, real stupid stuff. So they said, when you're sitting at a drive-thru speaker, we can hear everything. Even if you think your interaction is over, be careful what personal details you reveal to strangers. Most of them are parents telling their kids to shut up before they give them something to cry about, threatening to make the kids walk home if they don't hurry up and pick things, or we don't need any, he goes, or she goes, we don't need any effing ice cream type conversations. So apparently, you know, they probably get so entertained by hearing parents go, we're not buying flipping ice cream. See, I never really took the kids to drive through. I really didn't want to buy a lot of drive through for the kids. But another thing that's new that I didn't have when I worked at Jack in the Box is we wouldn't take pictures of you. We had a camera or a mirror, so we knew who was coming. We could see that there was somebody in line, but we didn't take cameras of you. Well, when you have now these drive-through checkouts where there's two different lanes, and you're like, how do they know I'm the one that ordered the coffee? And this, you know, how do they know it was me? Well, because when you do that order, they take a picture. So if you're picking your nose, that's an infamy. So apparently, this person says, seeing the mugshots of random people make their day. Now, this was, I think, a TikTok of somebody who, let me see if I can give credit to who this person is. It's a McDonald's worker named Secret Fitz ZZ on TikTok. And so people are watching you. They say it's like people have no idea what they want and expect us to automatically know, one employee said. It used to bother me now, but now I just fill in the blanks when the customers are too dumb drunk to use their words. That's what some of them think about you. They say being in the drive-thru as a cashier or order often involves multiple tasks going on simultaneously, and that can be very challenging to get the hang of, and is a largely unique function that no other role in the store has. Now, I love drive-thru, except when it was cold. When it was cold, I was freezing. And they gave you a little jacket, but it was, I wanted to wear my big, thick coat. And I've seen some places where they'll allow them to wear a big, thick coat, but when you have to wear a uniform, mm-mm. Now, one thing, by the way, that I learned is drive-thru gets their food first. I know you think, well, now that was true in the 90s, but apparently the drive-through, because you could still do customer service, you could talk to the person in front, but when they're in a car, there was more of an urgency to get the drive-through people done first. So every time my husband would see a drive-through line saying, forget it, I'm just going to go in. I'm saying it's going to be faster in the drive-through. But especially if you don't have any staff covering that. So they are under a lot of pressure. They have to deal with rude people. But just keep in mind, they are always listening, okay? And they could be taking pictures of you. That freaked me out when people said that in their electric, their Tesla or whatever their electric car was, or their self-driving vehicle, that there were cameras that were watching people. And some guy was naked when he went out to his car, and that got all caught on camera. Now, I really don't think you should go out to your car naked, even if you don't think the neighbors are looking. But that stinks. And then didn't people get in trouble because they were laughing about the pictures that they saw? We're always being watched. Whatever you think, you're not being watched. Like in Walmart, I will never fix my underwear that's bunching up, okay? Because the last thing I want is a camera shot of me grabbing my butt. I don't need that. I won't fix the bra. I don't care. But sometimes there are things you do inadvertently. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Hurricane Lee is still out there. We're watching that. Apparently it's supposed to advance and I think become a Category 3. We're getting a little bit of news here. And it might brush coastal New England, definitely hit maritime Canada, but we aren't expecting major, major landfall, thank God. But it is a big, huge hurricane that's been lasting a lot longer than other hurricanes. They say the risk of landfall is slowly increasing. Thank you. Texas first Category 5 hurricane of the season. Peak wind estimated about 30 miles per hour. Then intensified again on weekends, and then a little bit of intensified again. Now, this is Hurricane Barbara. Hurricane Barbara is about 1,000 miles to the east, and we think it's all going to go into the ocean. We are expecting it to hit. But there is another storm called Hurricane Ida that they're watching as well. No surprise, this is peak hurricane season. We usually do see a lot of hurricanes this time of year. We definitely don't want anything anywhere near as destructive as we've seen with Maria and Idalia and Katrina. But Hurricane Lee right now has winds of about 150 miles per hour at a Category 3, 557 miles south of Bermuda, moving west-northwest. It definitely is a slower moving one, the fact that it's still there. But they say it is expected to strengthen, and luckily it's turning due north. Unfortunately, though, Canada may have a pretty, pretty bad, bad storm. Southern New England also needs to be prepared. They're recommending that people maybe go vegan to help fight climate change. You know, I've told you guys that, I think vegans can do amazing for their health, and I commend vegans. Also, more meat for me. So, if you're a vegan, I have absolutely no qualms. I think it is it's a fantastic thing you're doing. Just make sure you're still getting your essential amino acids. But if we try to get everybody to go vegan, is that going to really help the climate? What about our farmland? What about the nutrients we're depleting from our farmland? What about the way we're planting? And then is it causing runoff? Is it causing more dust? So I understand raising livestock can leave carbon footprints. Apparently, research in China showed that agriculture can produce more emissions than meat and dairy products combined. So please keep in mind that you got to be careful what you wish for. If you're asking for us to go vegan, and I think we do need to introduce more fruits and vegetables, I think that's a hell of a lot healthier. Be careful also in the same sense and say it's going to help the climate. Especially if you want to limit gas, because I'm telling you right now, vegetables cause gas. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend Your Voice. All right, guys, we are back. Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of buzz about marijuana being changed from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3. And some of you confused about what's going on there. So apparently, Bloomberg reported that they got a letter from the Department of Health and Human Services recommending that the DEA reclassify cannabis from Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act to Schedule 3, less severe. And as multiple states have been legalizing it, it's a change that we knew would probably be looked at. In fact, I think President Biden wanted to make that a priority. I think we have other priorities, but he did, 10 months ago, call on the Secretary of the HHS and Attorney General to expeditiously review the scheduling of cannabis under federal law, and if adopted, would then represent the biggest change in federal cannabis policy in 40 years. Industry watchers are being cautious, of course. It can definitely change the way things go. When the federal government gets involved in marijuana sales, which could happen, prices change. Already we're hearing many people don't like the cost of legalized marijuana, and they're looking for the cheaper bootleg because of all the extra prices and taxes. But what does it mean? So Schedule 1, the Schedule 1 controlled substances, are defined as drugs with currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse, such as heroin and LSD. So the Schedule 1 category has confused some of us because we have seen some medical products and pharmaceutical companies use cannabis for post-chemo nausea, for seizures. And I think there are multiple possible medical applications, but it needs to be studied. Under federal law, you could be in trouble studying it if it's a Schedule 1 and not jumping through the hoops that you need to. And so conspiring to manufacture and distribute marijuana, aiding and abetting the manufacture and distribution of marijuana, acting as an accessory, these are all laws. Now, if you reclassify to a Schedule 3, Schedule 3 are drugs with a moderate to low potential for physical and psychological dependence. Schedule 3 drugs include ketamine, Tylenol with codeine, not necessarily hydrocodone. Hydrocodone is a 2, but codeine is down to a 3. And so I don't know if the 3 is ideal either, because you still are, there's still the potential of getting dependent on it. And so the HHS made a recommendation to downgrade it. It goes to the DEA. They're going to conduct their own review to determine whether cannabis should be rescheduled or remain on Schedule 1. The DEA applies its own analysis, says they're not bound by any HHS recommendation, but keep in mind, if you got the president wanting a consideration of this, the HHS, don't be surprised if the DEA would too. And I don't want necessarily marijuana, you know, completely off the books I don't want people arrested for having a joint. But what I don't like is, again, this one-size-fits-all. Marijuana is good for everybody. Well, we're seeing psychosis. We're seeing heart attack risk, stroke risk. We're seeing a lot of medical implications from cannabis. It's different strokes for different folks. For some of you, marijuana is going to relax you, help with your anxiety, maybe help with your depression, maybe help with some medical conditions. But for others, it could worsen your anxiety and make you paranoid. It could worsen your depression. And we're seeing a lot of marijuana-induced psychosis. Well, if you're worried about heroin and LSD and other drugs that could be causing, you know, major effects on a person, then marijuana might still keep that classification. You know, just because we're legalizing it and we're studying it, you know, doesn't mean it can't cause harm to some people. So in 2016, the DEA concluded that marijuana had no currently accepted medical use. But keep in mind, we didn't have enough studies. They said there weren't enough adequate safety studies, no adequate or well-controlled studies proving efficacy, drug not accepted by qualified experts. And it's been really mixed in terms of the post-chemo nausea. We used to use Marinol, a cannabis-based medicine, but we have many individuals that say marijuana makes them nauseous. So, again, different strokes for different folks. For some of you, marijuana settles your tummy. For others, you guys get very nauseous on marijuana, especially with that with the THC. So the DEA needs to be aware that any recommendation may have, you know, has to be more for the whole. You know, for most people, acetaminophen is fine, but you have that very rare case where taking the Tylenol could affect your liver. So there has to be warnings then. You know, I really do believe deep down that you can study any property we have. Look at botulism, and you could find a medical use for something, but in a very controlled setting, and it has to be very, very well studied. What's been happening with marijuana has been a complete free-for-all. And we are just learning now what it's doing to kids, what it's doing to teenagers, what it's doing to their brains, what it's doing to people's hearts and lungs. I think there was a study looking at some of the metals. A study in USA Today found that cannabis users have much more lead and cadmium in their blood and urine. Well, you know, what is on the marijuana plants? Pesticides? Metals? What are these plants picking up? Who's regulating? Who's making sure the marijuana is super pure? They said, according to USA Today, marijuana users in the test group had 27% higher levels of lead in their blood, 21% higher levels of in their urine, compared to people that don't use weed. This is according to Environmental Health Perspective study published Wednesday. Users also had 22% higher cadmium levels in their blood and 18% levels in their urine. Both cadmium and lead can stay in your body for a long time. Didn't we try to go through extensive effort to get rid of lead and lead paint? Lead pencils? We're trying to get away from lead. Cadmium is absorbed in the renal system. According to Columbia University Mailman School of Public Health, lead author Tiffany Sanchez, cadmium is absorbed in the renal system and is filtered out through the kidney. So when you're looking at urinary cadmium, it's a reflection of total body burden, how much you have taken in over a long period of chronic exposure. No amount of lead is considered safe, according to the EPA. The agency said lead exposures have declined in recent decades, but still pose serious risk to public health. The EPA also considers cadmium exposure harmful, as it may be linked to kidney disease and lung cancer in people, as well as fetal abnormalities. Now, the EPA has set specific limits for cadmium in air, food, and water, but right now, no lead is considered safe. So what the study did is they looked at the blood and urine tests of 7,200 people who said they used marijuana in the past 30 days. Then they studied their metal levels. They also examined data between 2005 and 2018 from the annual National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey. So, you know, we are seeing that over 61 million Americans over age 12 have used illicit drugs in the past couple years. I mean, from the year date of 2021. 2 in 5 young adults, 18 to 25, use illicit drugs. 1 in 3 adults use marijuana. Well, that marijuana better be clean. I know it looks like, well, it's vegetables. Maybe I'm vegan. I'm doing good for my body, just taking in something green. What's on that green? And if you are inhaling, and it could also be we're getting the lead and cadmium from vape. I don't know. But they're saying specifically this is coming from marijuana. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.